Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said, learn to speak kind words. Nobody resents them. We're happy to have the privilege of Bible study once more. It's been good to be able to come your way from Monday through today and to have the opportunity of talking to you about the will of God. I believe that good comes from study of God's Word, and we appreciate the fact that you have an interest in that. There are some who have no time and could not care less about anything having to do with the Bible. Yet there are those who love the Word of God and give time to study from time to time, and I'm sure those people are so blessed. Do you remember the psalmist David saying in the first psalm, "The man who is blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this law doth he meditate day and night." All right, let's return now to our study. We're looking at the teachings of Paul as he wrote to the church at Corinth and explained to them the importance of the cross of Christ. Remember, he pointed out it's wrong to be divided. You need to all speak the same thing, be of the same mind, and of the same judgment. But you need to unite in regard to the cross. The cross of Christ is symbolic of the work God has done for the redemption of mankind. When I think about the cross, Paul says there are some people who count it the power of God unto salvation. There are other people who look at it as being something foolish. Look at verse 21. After that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Can you see something that to the Christian is of grave importance, but to the person who's not a Christian and who doesn't have any time for Christianity, he considers it foolish? But God can take the foolishness that some people call foolish and bring about the wisdom of God and can help us to understand about God by that same action. What do you think when you think of the cross of Christ? First of all, it comes to my mind, sin is a terrible thing. Look how terrible it is when the Son of God had to go to the cross to die for the human family. God could not just brush off sin and say, well, it's okay, don't worry about it. He instead had to give his Son to die for mankind. Is sin terrible? No question about it. You want to see the terribleness of sin? Go to the cross and think of Jesus hanging on the cross and making this utterance, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Sin caused God to turn away as Jesus died for the sins of mankind. So when I think about the cross of Christ, I think of how terrible sin is, what a terrible thing it did to the human family. Also, when I think of the cross of Christ, I think of the fact that all are touched by sin. Jesus did not die for a select few. Jesus did not die just for a few people to bring salvation to a few. He died for all men everywhere. The Roman letter, chapter 3 and verse 10, points out the fact there's none righteous in all of the earth. All have sinned, verse 23, and fall short of the glory of God. So we all are guilty of sin. Sin just simply is transgression of God's law. Look how early sin entered into the world. Go back to the garden. Have man being told, you shall not eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. What happened? Satan said, you won't die. Go ahead and eat of it. And man listened and ate of it, and sin came into the world. That's why Romans 5 and verse 12 says, "For as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death is passed upon all men, for all have sinned." There isn't anybody who has escaped that. All have sinned. Of course, when we think about all of us being guilty of sin, doing the wrong thing, then we see the importance of the cross, don't we? We see that man cannot indeed take care of the problem himself. What sacrifice could we offer to God that would atone for our sins? Now, as good as a person is, take the best person you know, there isn't anybody who becomes a perfect sacrifice for sin except Jesus. He's the one who brings redemption to the human family. And so, therefore, that simply means sin is a terrible thing. It has touched the whole of mankind, for we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Let me remind you while we're talking about this that sin is not inherited. Sin is committed. Sin is something that people do. It's not something that their parents did and they pass it on to them. There's a doctrine being taught among those who are Calvinists today that says that we are born into the world inherently sinful people. We're guilty of sin when we come into the world because our parents were sinners before us. Therefore, we inherit their sin. Friends, the Bible doesn't teach that. That's a part of the doctrines and commandments of men that do not at all inhere in the Word of God. Sin is committed. Every man commits sin when he's drawn away of his own lusts and enticed. Read carefully James chapter 1, start with verse 13 and read through verse 15. Sin is simply something that people do when they're drawn away of their own lust. So when I think of the cross, I think of how terrible sin is. I think that all are touched by sin, and then I'm impressed with the depth of the love of God. How strongly did God love the human family? I'm a part of that, and you are as well. He could have condemned us to eternal death. He could have given us no hope of redemption. He could have just cut us off completely, but he didn't do that, did he? He gave us his Son to die to bring about our redemption. No wonder Paul will say in Romans 5 and verse 8, "God commendeth his love unto us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for mankind." Friends, the Lord died to bring about your salvation. The cross of Christ brings that to mind. You ought to be obedient to the will of God, even as I should. We appreciate your being with us this week. We remind you it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.